There they are.
Hey, Daniel.
Yep.
And who is that?
It says Noah.
Is that Noah?
That's what it says. I can only see
his All heart. I see is your eyes and above your head. There you go. John, any trouble?
No.
Nope. Okay. And now we're recording Noah for some reason.
Say that again?
Oh, I was just focusing on Noah for some reason.
Okay. Well, Maggie's trying. I heard from her. Really, all we were going to do in class today is go over the two pages that you had out of your resource guide and see if you have any questions.
Still haven't quite finished that. I'm on the 17 of the mixed review.
Let me get my book, Daniel.
Well, you're almost done then. You're near the end.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I do plan on being at Panera on Friday.
If the roads thaw out by then.
It's supposed to be 70s by Saturday.
Okay.
Everything's melting at my house right now. Really fast.
I still got quite a bit of snow.
Well, you know, every place is different.
Mm-hmm.
It's just been a weird weather year this year, that's for sure.
I blame global warming.
How far have you gotten, Mr. Toribio, on your
I've done the practice test and the quick check. Are you able to hear me all right? Because it says that I can't hear, or like it's bad connection.
No, I can hear you fine.
Daniel?
Yeah, I can see and hear you.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. So I've done the practice test and the quick check.
And how were those?
Just the bearing I don't get. There was one question I did have.
Give me a problem number and I can talk more clearly.
It was about the thing you had for the test. I have my notes. The altitude.
Oh, that's a geometry problem, yes. Okay.
So that just had to do with the compass bearing and stuff like that, so.
Which problem are you looking at? Do you know?
Find it. I don't think I marked off a problem, but I think I remember which one it is.
Okay, I'll just wait till you find it. Hey, Elizabeth, I see your name.
Don't see your picture quite yet.
Not yet. Some people couldn't get visuals this morning. They just got audios.
I had no trouble for some reason.
You probably have a fancy, nice computer, huh?
Maybe it's because I had the files wiped, and then it
just
got fresh.
Yep. Elizabeth, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can barely hear you. Can you turn your volume closer to a mic?
Yeah.
And I don't see you yet.
Okay.
Daniel, do you have any questions while Noah's looking at that stuff?
Let's see. I think there was one where it asked for exact value and I wasn't able to get it, but I think I might have gotten it, but I'm not sure if there was another one.
Okay, you hunt and let me know.
Number seven, and there was one more. Number seven of quick check.
Yes.
And I think number 14 of the practice test.
Okay. So let's start at seven of the quick check, Noah.
Does y'all keep like changing camera in between each other? Like,
yep, it doesn't whenever the one's talking.
Go at the top and it should say speaker view. Do you see the top right? Does it say speaker view?
In video, it says I can pin you. There we go.
But you can look at everybody's video all at the same time if you just choose the other option up there.
Got it. Okay. Here
Does that make sense?
See all three, Elizabeth.
Well, you can either have them all across the top, or they can all be the same size on the screen, whatever you want. I know, Elizabeth's not there yet.
I'm working on it.
I know.
But, like, slowly.
That's okay.
getting situated in general.
It's still hard to hear you, though. Your volume's not very loud. Okay, Noah, I'm actually going to show you the picture that I drew. Okay?
Okay. Which one, number 7 or 14?
7. Okay? So this is going to be kind of weird, but the kids earlier said this worked. It's that bottom picture right there. Can you see it?
Yeah.
If you could just copy that, and then we can talk about it. Okay? I'll try and hold it still. There you go. Just tell me when you're done. That's a weird noise.
I think I got it. Yep. Is there some underneath where it says 30?
Yes, it says 150, just because they're supplementary.
Okay.
Do you have all the other numbers?
And that's it. We got it. Yep.
Okay. So if it says in the problem, ship A, which is the one over on the right. Okay, my ship. Did you see where I had the A and the B?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So ship A is the one on the right, and it has a compass bearing of 210. So it's coming off the north-south line, and it's going clockwise 210 degrees. So you've got the 180, which is, this is hard for me to point because I have to do it backwards.
Your atmospheric, you're lagging, I think.
Excuse me? What'd you say? Hey, Nick. Can you hear us? Mr. Stevens.
They might just disconnect it for a little bit.
Nick, can you hear?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Noah, can you see, like, the first part of the circle, the semicircle, that's 180, and so it's 30 more adding around to get 210.
Mm-hmm.
So since that one's 30, then the one on the other side is 150.
Okay.
Because they're supplementary. And then the two north-south lines, of course, are going to be parallel to one another. Nick, we're talking about number 7 on the quick check.
Okay.
So because they're parallel, Noah, I don't know if you'd remember this because it's a geometry thing, but then the alternate interior angles are congruent. So the ones that are opposite each other.
Yeah.
So that's why where you had the 150 that I got. This, when I got 30 and 150 right here, then this 150 tells me this one over here is also 150 because they're alternate interior angles between parallel lines.
Okay.
Is it the geometry that's hurting you to not be familiar with, do you think?
I still don't exactly understand the picture, but let me think about it real quick.
Okay. Well, it took me a while to understand them too, so it's okay. Just think about what bearings are. They're always off north-south, and they're always clockwise. If you'll remember that. But there's a phone number. I don't know who it is.
Hey.
Who is that?
Maggie.
Oh, hi,
Maggie. Maggie.
I see a phone number, but I don't see a name, and I don't see your picture, so I wasn't sure who it was.
I think she's just on a call. She's not part of the video.
Are you on a phone?
Yeah, I'm on the phone.
Okay. Yep. Do we get a picture of you or not?
No, should I go ahead and change it?
I don't care. It's up to you. It's easier to talk to you if I can see you, but it doesn't matter. Okay.
Well, I'll see if I can change it. How would I do that?
On your phone? I'm not sure. Would it be like a FaceTime thing? I don't know.
Well, I have the app.
Yes, on the phone, you have to have the Zoom app. I found that out.
Yeah.
You don't on the computer. Okay. So, Noah, back to your question. It's asking you what is the bearing of ship A from ship B. So you're looking at the north-south line for ship B. and you're saying, what is the bearing? What? Hey, McKinley, what is the north-south clockwise direction you're going? And if you look at that picture, it's 30 degrees.
Okay.
Does that make sense? In the picture, does it make sense?
Yeah, I think so.
Hey.
Answer is 30 degrees.
Hey, Maggie. Yes, the answer is 30 degrees. Does that help you?
Yes.
Okay. So we're still missing Mr. Pelham. Nick, have you talked to him by any chance?
He says that his computer is being really slow.
Okay. Elizabeth, okay, I still can't see you.
Yeah, I think my computer's antivirus won't let Zoom use the camera.
That's fine, as long as I know you're there. Can you hear?
I can hear. Can you hear me better now?
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Okay. Who is,
I had a few people this morning I never saw.
9251.
What? No,
what question are we?
Who's 9251?
That's me.
Oh, you've got like two screens. Okay.
Yes, she has two of them down there.
Oh, I do?
Yeah, you can close the phone out if you want.
Oh, sorry, guys.
It's okay. Oh, your picture left us, though.
Oh, she just... Oh.
No, she's coming back. There you are. Yay. Perfect. Okay.
I can't hear anyone now.
You can't hear? Then put the phone back on. You do what you need to do.
Join it.
Can you put it on speaker?
Put speaker on.
Okay. All right, so that was number 7 on the quick check with a bearing problem. Maggie, did you or McKinley have trouble with that one? Or Nick, I think you came in after we started that.
No, I understood that one.
Got that one? Maggie?
I can't figure out how to put it on speaker.
Well, we can hear you.
I can hear you fine.
Got it. I got it.
Okay. You're great. All right.
Yeah.
Anything else on the quick check from anybody?
Quick check?
There were 7 questions.
Did you already do 6?
No. Do you need 6?
Okay.
Let me see.
Do I? Oh, okay. Wait, no. I did it wrong the first time. I can do it.
What do you have to use to solve it, Maggie?
What?
What do you have to use to solve that problem?
The law of cosines.
Yes, because it only gives you the 3 sides.
Okay. Yeah, I did it wrong the first time.
But you understand now?
Yes.
Okay. Any other questions on the quick check problems? Noah, are you good on that?
I'm like really bright. I don't know how to change that. It's like,
it's not bothering me.
Okay. Kind of bothering me a little bit, but okay.
Actually, you have a really bright side and a dark side in my screen.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Okay, there. See?
Oh, yeah. Do you have a window open?
Yeah. What, Daniel?
You have a window open?
Oh, a window in your... Oh, that's fun. Yes, Daniel. That's good. Are we done with quick check for the people that are here? Elizabeth, do you have any questions on quick check?
No, I don't have any questions about that.
Okay. Okay. So we're just missing Mr. Pelham.
Yeah.
All right. On the practice test, any questions there?
13. If I can do 13. If we do 13, I can do 14 and 15.
Okay. Anything before 13, 1 through 12? Any questions on those?
For the practice test?
Have y'all all gotten through them, or are you just asking me? You've done them? Okay.
I've looked at 13.
Yes.
And I drew a picture.
Okay.
But that's as far as I got.
Okay. Can I see your picture, Maggie? Well, let me see. Hang on. Okay. What's your number you have across the top on the horizontal line? Because I can't read all those numbers.
That is 20 knots.
Okay, and on the diagonal one, the one that's going down to the left?
That's 30 knots.
Okay. All right. So far, so good. I'm just reading something. Oh, okay. So it says they leave at 2 p.m. So the Vertex, did y'all see her picture? Or you have your own pictures? Nick, are you with me?
Yeah, I had trouble drawing the picture too.
Did you see Maggie's picture?
Yes, I did.
Okay, let's start from there. So the vertex of those two segments is the port that they're leaving from. Does everybody understand that?
Yes.
So one of them is traveling due east. That means straight east. Okay, no angles at all. It's like a horizontal. And if they leave port at 2 p.m., and the question says, how far are they when it's 4 p.m.? So you're traveling for how many hours? Just two hours, right? And how far are they going per hour?
20 and 30, respectively.
Okay, so the one at the top, the horizontal one, is going 20 knots for the first hour and 20 knots for the second hour, right? Mm-hmm. For a total length of?
40 knots.
40. The other one that starts here and is going southwest, hopefully y'all know your directions, is going 30 knots for the first hour and 30 knots for the second hour, so the total length is 60.
But it aren't knots how fast they're going?
But if you multiply it
knots by per hour. Wow. No, knots are like miles. Nautical miles is what knots are. It's like miles, Maggie. Distance.
Okay.
It's just a word calculator.
Okay.
It's traveling at that doesn't make sense to me, but okay.
What doesn't make sense to you?
How it says that it's traveling at 20 knots, that makes it sound like it's how fast.
Because when you it's a nautical term. When it says knots, K-N-O-T-S, it means nautical, N-A-U-T-I-C-A-L-S, nautical miles per hour.
Sir?
And it's, hey, Mr. Pelham.
No.
And hey. It's shortened to knots.
Yeah.
But it means nautical miles per hour. Okay. Called knots. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Everybody's pictures. Yay! There she is. Okay.
She is.
All of class. Excellent. So you've got a picture with 40 on one of them and 60 on the other. We agree with that?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. So if you want to find how far apart they are at 4 p.m., all you need to find for that question is the length of the third side. Maggie, does that one make sense to you?
Yeah. Since a distance, not a speed, like I thought it was, I'm pretty sure.
Interpretation, yes, yes. Now, it does say in the boldface directions, one is due east, we got that, that's the horizontal, and the other is a course of 200 degrees, that's what's important, 200 degrees at 30 knots. So where is that 200 degrees gonna go? What do you do with that?
That's in the... It's partially in the vertex, a whole nother 90 above it.
So what does that mean? If you have a 90 above it, what's the rest of it going to be?
110.
Yes.
No.
Okay. So for those of you, I know this is hard to look through all this stuff, okay? I'll do the best I can. I'm going to show you my picture. Actually, Maggie's is better than mine. But if you look at this picture right here, the 110 degrees is in the upper left. Do you see it?
How is it 110 degrees?
Because it says it's 200 degrees, right? For the bearing?
The 30. Okay.
And east is 90 degrees.
Oh.
And I just didn't draw in the whole north-south line. So 90 plus 110 is where the 200 comes from. Noah, does that make sense to you? Mr. Toribio?
Oh, no, yeah, it makes sense.
Okay.
Okay,
Phelan, do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay.
I was going the wrong way. I was doing it like it's 120, or it's 200 degrees, like from the origin, like straight to 200 degrees, which means that there would be 70 degrees on it.
Hang on, let me see if I can find something and show this better. It's a good thing I do my homework before y'all, so I can keep up with you. Okay. So if I draw, can you see that orange? Can y'all see the color?
Yes.
The dotted line. Okay. If I draw that dotted line, north-south line, and then I go clockwise around 200 degrees, do you see how it's the 110 plus the 90 above it?
Okay.
That's where the 200 is coming from. Okay?
Yes, I was going counterclockwise.
Okay. Does that help?
Yes.
Okay. Remember our rules for bearing, and Elizabeth, the one that kept saying them, it's always on north-south line, and it always has to be clockwise.
Okay.
That's just the rules of what bearing is. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Maggie, did I answer your question?
Yes, I thought it was speed versus...
I know, it was vocabulary, but did you get all that straightened out now?
Yes.
Yes? Okay. Can you finish, Maggie, can you finish the rest of them then, 13, 14, and 15? Not sure.
And I got the distance was 82.7 knots. But it says the answer is, wait, hold on. Yeah, I was looking at the wrong thing. Yeah, that's it.
That is the right answer for 13.
Yeah.
82.7 knots, or you can put 82.7 nautical miles. Actually, nautical miles is more the answer because when you use the word knots, you're saying nautical miles per hour. You're giving a rate, okay?
Yeah.
Like, we use miles per hour, but we don't have another word that takes that whole phrase and substitutes for it. But in naval terminology, they do.
Okay.
Military stuff, they have shortcut versions for everything. You just have to kind of get used to them. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Any other questions from any of you on 13 or 14 or 15?
14.
They all go together. 14. Okay. If the, who's asking? Is that Daniel?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Daniel, if it says the slower ship, which one is that?
The one with 20 nautical miles
per hour. So the one that's going due east, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if the slower one continues on its course, so it's just going more east, what course does the faster ship have to travel so that it can meet the slower ship at midnight? All right.
The thing I kind of have a problem with the answer in the book. The answer in the book says the answer is 75.7 miles per hour, but that does. But in order to make a triangle, that would add up to 110. That would make more than 180.
But that was my problem. Like the angle doesn't match up.
But 75.7 isn't the angle; it's the bearing. So you have to add the angle that's inside the triangle plus the little bit that's from your north-south line. Okay?
Hmm.
Let me ask you this. So when you have the same, it's the same picture, but you're saying from where your ship ends, this one over here, where are they going to meet? So that's what this is. And your time is midnight when they're going to meet over here at the vertex.
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
Yes.
Does everybody understand the picture, what it's telling you? Nick and Nicholas, y'all are very quiet. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. So what you have, let me see where this is. So I took, this is a smaller picture, but if you can see this little one right here, where it has, I can't read my numbers all backwards, but it has the 110 degree angle in the middle of it, and I'm looking for X, the longer side, okay? So you can use, what do you have to use there? Law of cosines to find all your angles that are missing in there? Because you have one angle and you're looking for the other two, yes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And once you use law of cosines and find all the angles, you should get this little angle out here is 14.3 degrees, where my finger is. Mm-hmm. And this one right here is
27.028.
I have 55.7.
Hmm.
Because, Noah, this is similar to what you were asking me earlier. See how this horizontal has to be parallel to this horizontal? So if this one's 14.3, Daniel, did you get that?
No, I didn't get that.
Okay. Then this one down here has to be 14.3 because they're alternate interiors. Okay. At all three of these angles, there are three of them. One's in the side of the triangle, one's on the outside to the horizontal, one's on the outside connecting to the vertical. All three of those have to add up to 90 because they're perpendicular. Okay?
Got it.
Does that help?
Oh.
Yes, Noah?
How would you find like the third angle if you only have 14?
Well, this one's 110 from the earlier problem. Okay?
Oh, so then you just add 14 to it.
And yes. Yes. Now, if you wanted to find this third one down here where you can see I have the angle, it's marked darker right there. You could make this be a right triangle, like go all the way to the north-south bearing line and go down. Because those three angles have to add up to 180 also, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Because you have several triangles in the picture. Oh, Elizabeth, your dog's visiting you.
Buffy? Okay.
Wait, does that make sense? Maggie, do you understand?
On the top, if you have 40 after 2 hours, is that another... How many miles is on the top?
Which question are we talking about now?
14. How many nautical miles are on the top?
200.
200?
That's the answer by when you get to 15, it's 200 knots, yes.
Okay. Got it.
Okay. Because the question on 15 says, where will they meet from where they started? That's what it's asking. And it's 200 knots due east from where they started. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Who understands? Can you raise your hand if you totally understand 13, 14, 15? Nobody.
Okay. Like 100%?
Yeah.
Which, are we on practice test or a quick test?
Really, Pelham? Okay. We're on the practice test, the last three word problems.
Oh.
All I can see is the top of your head, Nicholas.
I know, I'm leaning back.
Can you just angle your screen down? Thank you. Okay. Mr. Stevens, do you have a question to clarify?
I still don't know how to draw the picture.
Okay. Can you see my picture when I hold it up here? Or not?
Not right now.
No, when I put it up there, can you see it? Like right now, can you see it?
Yes, kind of.
Okay.
So how did you get 14 degrees in the first place? If you only had one length.
She also had the length of 300 of the other.
You have two lengths. You have two. You're talking about number 14, Maggie. You have two lengths and an angle.
What is the second length?
300.
I have a 60 and a 200.
And then I have, no, the third one. I have 228.
Well, oh, you're giving me answers. Y'all are talking different things. Yes, the third side, McKinley, is 228. But let me back up with Nick Stevens, okay? So this picture right here, Nick, this is the port, right here where my finger is, where they're leaving from port. One of them's going this direction. He's the one that's going 200 degrees.
Yeah.
So the bearing is this from here to around to here is 200, and then you take this vertex and just draw a segment that length. Do you see where the 200 degrees is?
Not really. No.
Okay. Let me see.
I think I'm starting to see where I made my error.
Good. You keep fixing.
I got it.
Hang on, Nick, I'm trying. Okay, so I'm redrawing it for you. So do you see where I put the port?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the solid line is the due east line. The one that's going just straight east, okay? It says we're going to be cut off in 10 minutes. Guys, if that happens and you lose me, I'll send you another email and you can just hook up again. But we may be done, okay?
Okay.
The dotted line is my bearing line. Can you see it? Mm-hmm. North and south?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to go off the bearing line.
I feel like we're on the theme song of the Brady Bunch.
We're missing a person down there. Okay. But don't sing it right now, Noah. You can do that later. Okay. So right here, Nick, off the bearing line, if I go a semicircle, that's 180.
Okay.
And 20 more, excuse me, 30 more. Yes, 30 more would make it 110, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm past here. So I connect this vertex with this point, and I get a segment going this direction.
Okay.
But you wouldn't make it 110, you would make it 200, wouldn't you?
Makes sense.
Fine. Did I say the wrong number?
Yep, you have to make it 200.
Yes, I did. I'm sorry. 180 plus the 20 would make it 200. Yes. So thank you, Noah. So this is a 20-degree angle off the north-south line.
Okay.
And then you just connect it to this one over here to close the triangle up.
Okay.
Does that help you?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Pelham, does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. Elizabeth?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Okay. Any other questions?
I actually didn't have time to finish this, so I don't know.
You haven't finished the practice test?
No, I just have 16 and 17 left.
On the mixed review. You're talking about... practice. There is more on the next page. I'm sorry, I forgot. Yes. Okay. Gotcha. Okay. Did we answer 13, 14, 15? Y'all have enough that you understand the picture? You can keep working through it.
Yes.
Anybody know? Raise your hand so I can see. Okay. What about 16 and 17 on the next page? Let's see, the quadrilateral, it gives you three segments and two angles. In a quadrilateral, if you connect non-adjacent vertices, don't you get a diagonal? Yeah. You don't need to draw it when I'm talking, do it. And then you get two different triangles?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, okay, so look at it from triangle perspective. Because you know lots of facts about triangles, and you can use law of sines and law of cosines when you have triangles. Does that help if you got stuck on there? I see a couple of you nodding your heads. The rest of you okay with that?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to figure out how to draw it.
Well, don't make it look like a square necessarily. Just draw a four-sided figure. And be sure your letters are in order. A, B, C, D. They have to be alphabetical.
Okay.
This is stuff from geometry that I just drill into their heads. It's really important, the notation of it.
Yeah.
And the opposite side and opposite angle are the matching letters, Maggie, just like in triangles. That would be true in quadrilaterals too. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 17 is a circle. What's the center of the circle for 17?
5.
Oh, I forgot.
5 is something else, Nicholas. It's not the center, it's the what?
Radius?
Yes.
Well, then, isn't it? Oh, never mind.
What's the center? X minus something squared, but there's nothing there, so it's?
Zero.
So the center is at the origin, 0, 0. And it has a radius of 5. So you can go up 5, down 5, left 5, right 5, and that's your circle right there. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
Noah, are you good with circles? Okay. And because it says less than, are you shading inside the circle or outside the circle?
Inside.
Inside. Okay, so that's what all that is. And then it says y is greater than or equal to 3. What is that? Is it another circle?
It's a line.
It's a line. So you just figure out where that line is and put it in your picture. And it's the greater than is what's important. It's the shading part. So by the time you get done, sorry, I've been talking all morning. It should look like this. Because the picture is your answer. You're not going to write it in words or anything else. The picture is your answer. Because if I shade in the circle, it's the whole thing in here. But when it says it's greater than or equal to 3, it's everything just that's above the 3.
Okay.
So all you get is that segment of the circle. Remember the piece of pie? Make sense to everybody? Maggie, does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. Does that answer that question?
Mm-hmm.
Yes? Okay. Anything else? How many of y'all have done the mixed review? Raise your hands if you've done mixed review.
Done it, but haven't finished.
Okay. Yeah. That is not what I'm so concerned about, because that's everything, okay? Chapter 9 is what we're concerned about, because you're going to have a Chapter 9 test. Now, next, yes, question. Would you like me to scan the Chapter 9 test to you and do it now, or do you want to wait till Monday?
You meaning, like, now? Like, we do it today, or, like...
Before I see you again.
Oh, okay. I don't really...
Would it have to be through one sitting?
Well, I would like it to be. Is that a problem? Yes, it looks like it's a problem, Daniel.
How long is it?
I thought I'd talked through the test with y'all. I know I did.
Yeah, you did. I just want to know how many questions it
19,
is.
It's 19 questions. Okay. And 5 of them are always, sometimes, never.
So. Okay.
Definition, vocabulary stuff. Okay?
We do Panera on Friday.
Yes, yeah. I'm going to Panera on Friday. Yes. I don't know exactly what time, so read your emails to check time. Okay? How about this? I will copy the Chapter 9 test with me. I'll have them with me on Friday. Any of you going to be there at Panera?
I don't know.
Probably. Okay. If you're there, we'll talk through tests then. If you're not there, I'll contact you individually and we'll go from there. Okay? We're already a little bit behind of where I'd like to be for the year, so I'm trying to not get more behind. That's why I tried to do class today. And it worked. Yay. Okay.
More or less. Have
you seen the movie Unfriended?
What? No. You're not talking to me. Okay. I don't even know what movie you're talking about. So, we will do Chapter 9 after we finish the Chapter 9 test, and I'll have your Chapter 8 test graded also, the one you just gave me. We are going to do a Chapter 7, 8, and 9 test, all 3 of those chapters together.
When?
What?
I don't know. Before the month's out, for sure, okay?
Oh, gosh.
It's not a longer test. It just covers all 3 chapters together. All right? Y'all are the most exasperated children. Okay. I'll even tell you, the Chapter 7 to 9 test is 25 questions. It's just one sheet front and back.
When is it?
That's really scary, actually.
I'm not telling you to be scary.
25 questions for 3 chapters?
Yes. Let's do one thing at a time, okay? One thing at a time. All right. Y'all need anything else from me?
No.
I don't think so.
With math. All I'm taking care of is math. Noah, did you get your questions answered?
I did.
You can finish and do. Okay. Monday when I see y'all, I'm going to look at your homework and you're getting completion grades. So please come to class with all your homework done. Yeah. Elizabeth, are you checking text messages while I'm talking to you?
Yes.
I don't even know what to say to that.
But I'm also listening.
Okay. Any other questions from y'all?
Are we good? I think.
Everybody should give a tour of their room.
They're very interesting.
I'm seeing the whole thing right now.
If you're in, are y'all all in your bedrooms?
I am.
No.
Okay, Daniel, you're not in your bedroom.
Now, so
that'd be a cool light to have in a bedroom.
Unless Daniel has a chandelier. Really cool. Nick, are you in your bedroom?
No, I'm